What we're gonna do right here is go back, way, way back,
going way, way back to the early days.
Rockin' it, got fresh
money days.
You know how
we do it. Give it, party people, suck. Funky, don't listen to.
Y'all ready for this?
It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B, home to classic hip-hop raw and uncut. I want to welcome everyone to another exciting episode. My guest today will be Oaktown's 357. And I'm sure you remember Oaktown's 357. Got their start as backup dancers for MC Hammer, but launched a nice little, not solo, but a group career. You know, I was always... I ain't gonna lie, checking out Oaktown's 357. You know, I used to like the little skirts and outfits and whatnot, you know, they used to wear. And I'd see them ever so often in the Bay Area. But there was no way I could even get close to them. So, you know, I kind of put that out of my head. But a very nice lady. So I'm sure you will enjoy the interview a little later on in the show. But, you know, being that they were Hammer's dancers and just that period in hip-hop, it was about dancing, you know. And I would say most of the hip-hop from mid-80s to late-80s, you know, beginning of the 90s, gangster rap kind of like took over, really. But we've always had gangster rap, even in, you know, from the beginning the shit started. But there was an emphasis on making you dance, it seemed like, mid to late 80s hip-hop. So I kind of figured, in honor of Oaktown 357 and just dancing, period, I think I'm going to rock a bunch of joints, you know, that was all about dancing. Now, you got to remember, you know, back then it wasn't just Hammer, but, you know, Big Daddy Kane, he had Scoop and Scrap, he had Kid and Play. Shit, I used to be a dancer. I used to get my groove on. I mean, back then, you went to a club, you wasn't just two-stepping. It was like, when you left the party, your drawers was wet. You know what I'm saying? That's how we did it. So, man, you know, let's get into this thing. It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B. Get your boogie on, baby.
Right about now. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, cause I'm the winner, no, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. Ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me, like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause listen up, cause I'm gonna keep you in step. I got an idea that I wanna share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm number one, the uno, I like comp. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'll stomp. Won't neglect, but I will protect all of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man who rocks her. A slick brother that can lazy out fox her. Cause I'm Bob, the last name basis. And over mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't fess, wear bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
position, I'm at the bases in. I'm kinda stingy, that's why I don't wanna win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, cause I want you to comprehend. Cause I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia and then you get wearier. So just sit, my rhymes are not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, this is Raw Bass World. I'm on a mission, you better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause about things that make you get weary. Don't cheer me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout, shout. Before I turn the party out, I won't stutter, project my voice, speak clearly, so you can be my choice on stage, or on record. Go to the Wiz and select it. Take it off the rack, give it back, put it back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So, throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, cause robbers in the front, easy rockers on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm just like the breeze. Rock the mic with the help of Easy Rock. On the set, the music play. Only cuss the records that I say.
This is the 45 King, and I'm on the Going Way Back show.
Money's
deep. Check them out.
This is some classic shit.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance, to clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul, soul, soul. Your mic, the stage is empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pose, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B break the sticks.
You got it!
Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I hold. You want an X? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it, wait, erase your rhyme. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone theme. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hype When I hear drum roll, rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
You got it. You got it.
Say my name. First of all, I'm the soloist, the soul controller. Rock him, get stronger as I get older. Constant elevation, cause expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. Then put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold, just cause I rock gold. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Soul, soul, soul. You got, you got, you got it. You got, you got, you got it.
Do
It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B. You just heard Looking for the Perfect Beat by Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. Anybody that ever breakdanced knows that was the shit back in the day. Before that, you heard I Know You Got Soul by Eric B. and Rakim, and we started it off with It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. One thing crazy about that song, It Takes Two, I always tell everybody that, you know, I had that 12-inch, like, I want to say like 9 months before it blew up. And I don't know what it was, because it was out for a while, and then I think because they did a video, something happened, but that was a late blooming record. But once it did, it blew up the spot. You know, this is like a party or dance episode, but, you know, I hate to have to break up the party, but one of our hip-hop family members is in need. Just found out recently, LaShelle Laws, who we all know as Boss. Boss had the record Deeper in the early 90s. She's in need of a kidney transplant. Now, she has a disease called renal disease. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And she just launched a Facebook campaign. I'm just reaching out to see if anyone might be a donor, because she definitely needs a kidney. If it's something that you're interested, reach out to her at LaShelleBossLaws@yahoo.com. And all of our prayers go out to Boss and hope that she gets what she needs. But back to the show. You know, I'm gonna jump into the interview right after this next segment of songs that we play. And I'm actually gonna start the segment off with the guy that put Oaktown's 357 in the game. That's right, MC Hammer, Uncle Ham, I call him. You know, and the song I'm gonna play, Let's Get It Started, was actually a song that before he blew, or before he got his deal with, I think it was Capitol, he had his independent label, and he did a video to this song. And it was like a independently shot video, but they did it at this club, Sweet Jimmy's in Oakland. If you're from the Bay, you know what I'm talking about. And they had on the troop jackets and the troop shoes, and Hammer had on the Gazelles, and, you know, they used to play it on Soul Beat all the time. I was juiced. I wasn't old enough to get in the clubs back then, but, you know, I was always like, damn, they got it going on. I'm trying to get in that thing. But anyway, here it is, man, right here on the Going Way Back Show with Money B.
Hey girls, beat boys, superstar DJs. Here we go. Somebody say ho.
Wondered it's smooth, done by one nation under a groove. Rhymes I keep dropping them, suckers I keep stopping them. Peas I'm not popping them, attitudes I'm popping them. Speaking very clearly, so check the theory. If I was a car, you wouldn't have to steer me. Press the control, just let me roll and cruise. None other can match cause they all catch the blues. It's only twos and fewed, but none else can blow smoother. If you think you can, grab the stand and prove to me that you can and will. If not, just sit and chill. Bill fit in my pocket cause I fit the bill. Condition myself to go longer and stronger. Fighting my words like you don't know who they belong to. Putting much emphasis while I empty this rhyme down your ear. I'm sure you'll envy this. I hook and sling, that's what it took to bring back the old pastime. And it's the last time a jam was slain. Look what we have before us. I think I said enough. Muff, bust the chorus. This is directed to you and yours. Hold your applause because I'm pursuing to be the best. And yes, what I'm saying, if the track was a class, I'd pass with an A in control. I roll over suckers who even claim to be on my tip. They even got the same name as me. All you're doing is causing confusion. I'm speaking to you frankly. You need to thank me. I go for broke. My rhymes smoke like a joint. Expressing myself with the help of a ballpoint. Sit back, relax. In fact, take notes. Not only do I break hearts, I break hopes. Could never be taken among those making jams. Thinking it's slam, but they're faking. Don't try to bite me, or try to fight me, or take me lightly. All you do is excite me. The beat is kicking, so I'ma stop this. Rely on the skill and the will to accomplish what I set out to do. And I bet that you listen to the words and bust a step or two. You had the audacity to ask of me to slow down when I fall down, so you can last with me. Save the drama and all the station you tried to rip, and now it's time to get dealt with.
Going Way Back Show with Money B, and I'm pleased to have on the line some artists that are, I would say, dear to my heart because they represent my hometown, Oakland, California. Oaktown's 357, Lil P and Sweet LD. How y'all doing?
Oh, doing great. We're great. Awesome, awesome.
Great. I'm glad to have you guys. Now, let's start from the beginning. How did you guys come together, and where did you get the name Oaktown's 357, or how did you get the name?
We actually came together as backup dancers for MC Hammer, and he was starting his career as a rapper from Oaktown, and his part of his show was to have some background dancers. So I started out myself Dewana Jonikin, as some of the O-Town folks tell me, Sweet LB with Carla, and Carla didn't stay, and we ended up looking for another female dancer and found Lil P, who was just bouncing.
At the Army everything.
Base. There you go. So she was added to the show, and that was myself, Lil P, and Ace. And then that's when Tabitha, at that point, was added to the group as well, Terrible T. So it was all four of us as the background dancers. That's how we came together. Now you can tell him, Lil P, how we got the name O-Town 357.
Oh, we got the name O-Town 357. Well, O-Town, of course, because it's a town business, O-Town. And 357 came as a way of trying to show the hardness that we had and the hard dancing skills we used and, you know, of course, the hardness of 357 Magnum Gun.
I know you guys started out background dancers with Hammer and whatnot, but was becoming artists always a part of the plan? Were you like, eventually I want to become an artist? Or was it just something that was brought to your attention? You're like, yeah, well, I'll try it.
It was kind of both. I won't say that I had in my mind that eventually I'm going to become an artist. I think that we were open to whatever opportunity was presented to us. So at the time, being a background dancer was our job. That's pretty much all we thought about, focused on. That's how we worked 6 to 8 hours, if not more. And so when Hammer was interested or really pursuing his record deal with Capitol, then that's when the opportunity to become artist was presented to us. So it was like, well, sure, why not? You know, that's another avenue that none of us really kind of expected, but we were not turning it down. So, yeah.
Okay, so when you started out, were you doing most of the writing? Like, who wrote the songs? And if you were doing most of the writing, who were your influences as far as MCs or musically?
Go ahead, Phyllis.
Well, I believe we did most of the writing. We had, you know, everybody, like, put in a little here, put in a little there. But for the most part, LD, myself, and Triple T did most of the writing. And I can't say there were many influences other than what was going on around us at the time. We would take, like, little sayings we said, like, touring around with Hammer. We would come up with these little catchy little sayings, and we'd make a song off of it.
Mm-hmm. Like Honey Boom.
Yeah, like, Juicy Got You Crazy came from us saying Juicy.
Juicy Got You Crazy.
It came from
Say That Then. Yeah.
Juicy around.
Yeah.
And there was a song called Say That Then, and we used to always say, like, you know how you used to say word back in the day?
Yeah.
We'd be like, Say That Then. And that's how we got that song.
Yo, check it out. This is A-Plus from the Mighty Soldier Mischief Hieroglyphics crew on the Going Way Back show with my man Money B. Classic hip-hop, raw and uncut.
Yeah.
aside from obviously, you know, you guys being dancers, I think what a lot of people remember you guys for is, you know, your style, you know, your outfits and the hair and whatnot. And
right.
Me personally, you know, I was digging you guys with the biker shorts and everything like that. But I want to ask you a question. You know, when that was all going on, even though I like you guys, I could never really get into the dudes wearing the biker shorts and the little biker suspenders and whatnot. Like, was that sexy to y'all? Because I never understood that. Was that it?
I think there was a slight confusion. I think that's where biker shorts actually were prominently used, were by men who rode bikes.
I know that.
It was a sport thing, but no, it wasn't sexy to us, but I just think that once we did do it, it took the focus off of men, and they never could really get that back, that it was okay for them. They started it. It was okay. Once O-Town 357 did it, no.
No,
yeah.
Wasn't sexy. Wasn't hot. It wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about
not
the business?
I was confused. I, for the record, I never owned a pair of biker shorts.
Right with you.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, it probably was confusing because you're saying I like that on them.
Right.
But if I like it on them, I'm not sure. You know, if that should be accepted with the men, but you know, that's where it started. You know, with men.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have a 10-speed, you shouldn't have had on no biker pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to show me your bike.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. So, yeah, I think, you know, we did something else for the biker shit. You say got him crazy.
Records are gone.
tell me what was, you know, the best part and probably the worst part or the hardest part about being in Hammer's entourage.
Don't feel it.
The best part was just getting to do something we all love to do, which was dancing all the time at any given moment on a whim. Whenever you wanted to channel something, just go dance it out. We'd be at practice for anywhere between 12 to 18 hours. Just having a good time. And then, of course, touring around with a bunch of crazy people. There were some fun times, of course, so that's the part that we remember, and that was the good stuff. The worst part about it was just being so loyal to someone and then just giving up everything because you believed in that loyalty and then not getting what you thought you were, what you put in. You didn't get that back.
It wasn't reciprocated.
No.
So it must have been, it had to be hard to date or to keep a boyfriend or a husband or whatever at the time.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Please.
What is
it? It was hard. Look, it was hard to talk to girls. It was hard to go to school. It was hard to get a job. It was hard to have relationships with your family.
Friends.
It was hard to friends. It was hard to even look at a dude.
Let alone
because
talk
that
to
was,
anybody.
Yeah, that wasn't going down. So it was a lot of hard stuff. For me, what I thought was great was, like Phyllis said, being able to dance anytime you want to, being able to be in that environment, because not only was Hammer doing it, there were a lot of other artists in the Bay Area that were coming out. So we were meeting, you know, Salt and Pepper. We were meeting J.J. Fad. We were meeting these, you know, what is it, N.W.A.? Yeah. We met all these up-and-coming, you know, artists at the time that ended up just blowing up. So we were a part of that, and it was awesome. But learning what I learned about stage presence, how to project, how to actually make sure your move came across to an audience, you know, that kind of thing, not running into Phyllis or tripping over Ace and, you know, musical cues and all that kind of stuff, putting the show together, that to me was fun. Being told that it was a team, and coming in and saying, okay, we're a part of this team and we're all contributing to the success of it. But then, like Phyllis said, from that standpoint and being brought in on that perception or sold on that perception, not getting it back and seeing quickly that you weren't going to get it back. That was like, oh, my God, you know, what are we doing? But other than that, I think for everything we went through, being here 20-some-odd years later, reunited she and I over Facebook and being able to discuss a lot of stuff, I think we did quite well. You know, yeah, I think we did quite well. I feel good about all of it, actually.
hip-hop and the music business in general has gone through so many changes since then. What's your opinion on the state of hip-hop and even more specifically, what's going on with women in hip-hop and who are some of the artists that you like?
I don't know. The best word I can come up with is it's in a state of transition. I mean, you know, that's just music. Music, regardless, is R&B, it's opera, it's, you know, the blues, they go through, or some music genres, they go through their changes, and I think hip-hop, for the most part, has this ebb and flow. It sometimes it just peaks, and everybody's on this vibe, and it's hot. You know, the audience can get with it, you know, the artists are into it, and commercially, it just takes off, and it doesn't matter who's doing it, it's all good. Then you hit these other valleys where it's just like, okay, that's crap. That's not good. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good. Why is that on the radio? So I think just as an adult, you have to realize that unfortunately all of it plays a part in what we call hip-hop, and that some artists just have a different way of expressing themselves. It might not appeal to people. It might not sound favorable. It might not be tasteful. You know, but sometimes we just kind of, and I just feel this way as an adult, like I said, as a parent too. Sometimes if you allow them, these artists to be creative and say what they need to say as explicitly or, you know, as tasteful as can be, then you open up a way to kind of show them a better way to do it, maybe just by being an example to them or maybe having a conversation with them or showing them, you know, okay, you got this, but can we just tone it down a little bit? You know what I mean? Lil Wayne, I'm going to say, I don't personally buy his stuff, okay? Ludacris is another one. I don't personally buy it, but when I hear it, I'm just like, Eminem, he's another one. Those are ones that I like because I listen to how they say what they say, and it's lyrical. Sometimes it's not tasteful, but I like the way they phrase things. You know, sometimes they have a play on words that just really, it triggers you. And so if you can get people to think, yeah, it is a skill. If you can get people to think, that's very important. You can motivate them. You might be able to get them to do something. So that's where I would like them to kind of take their words. It's like, stop talking about the club. If you have this way with words, let's use it a little bit differently, especially because of the audiences that they appeal to. So that's what I'm looking at. I like Ludacris. I like Eminem. I like now that I've given him a little bit more ear is Lil Wayne. Drake is not bad. Phyllis loves Nicki Minaj. You know, I like
everybody she just did.
I like Eve. I really like Eve, and I miss her voice. You know, there's just some females out there that I think.
Okay. I miss Missy too.
Yeah, Missy. And they just have a way with words, and I think their appearance as people motivates people. So if they can just, you know, Missy does it pretty good. Eve does it pretty well. They just kind of watch how they say what they say, and they're making sure the message is appealing enough to get people up to do something. And that's all I'm saying. I mean, it doesn't have to be always beautiful, you know what I mean? But at least it's thought-provoking, and it motivates you to do something. Some of these songs I've heard are very questionable.
I sort of differ with her on that. I don't mind the questionable.
As long as it's coming from,
like, the people she just said that, you know, that did, you know, good people. Like Lil Wayne, he can say just about anything, and I'm just, so Lil Wayne! Because it's the way he words it. It's the way he flips it in the words, man, it's so great.
Yeah, baby.
Jam, 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 jam. Oh, Rockberry, Rockberry, Rockberry. Jam, 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 jam. Oh, Rockberry, Rockberry, Rockberry. Jam, 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 jam.
Yo, this is the Adventure Level. This is the Going Way Back Show with Money D. Baby, do it.
baby Bubba.
Yes, Bubba baby.
It's the hard rock drive of the Rockberry B.
Beat rocking so hard like we know it can.
The groove that will move all across this land.
On the street,
at home,
even in your car, the sound of Rockberry is your shiny star.
So get dressed to impress.
I'll come as you are.
Cause the time is now for the Mardi Gras. Well, on your mark,
get set.
Even if you're not ready, well, all you have to do is turn around and rock steady.
I rock steady to the beat of Rockberry Jam.
Don't need to brag, just want to get down.
To the beat,
that's me,
that makes the freaks freak. And a Rockberry freak is what the freaks see.
A freak with freak freak, the freakiest freak out. To the freak beat sounds that makes the freak shout.
You guys actually have some new music, a new single. So tell us about that.
Yeah, our new single is Get Up On It. It is basically a sexy, groovy, you can still dance to it kind of feel. It's a little mature than, you know, our other stuff, but you'll still want to pop your fingers and dance to it.
Yeah, it's no Menage a Trois on it, right?
Nah,
I just might not go. I'm just messing.
Now, if you want to do it on a dance floor, that's fine. Take it. Yeah, whatever you want to do to it, you just get up.
I'm over here choking. Y'all wrong.
The single's from an album, or is it just the single?
You know,
no, it's just a single.
It's just a single, and we hadn't been in the studio in over 23, 24 years, getting our feet wet. So
felt good, didn't it?
It felt good. It felt good.
Yeah, we had a good nerve-wracking, but it was,
yeah. It was nerve-wracking. But LD and I have always been the silly. We connect on some weird level, like we were sisters separated at birth or something. Because we're getting a studio, we just get silly and then get down to business. Then we get silly and then we get down. And some kind of way, we finish up and make it work. After 23 years, we hadn't seen each other, and it was the same way.
It was so nice. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know the feeling. So if I don't know if you're doing shows, let the people know if they want to contact you, get in touch, any social networking sites, websites, Twitter, whatever, that people want to get in touch with you if they want to contact you guys.
If they want to contact us, they can reach us on Facebook, and it's under Oaktown 357 on Facebook. We both have Twitter. Mine is CLD357.
Mine is Oaktown357, Lil P.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch the single on iTunes and Amazon.
There you go.
And what's the other one, Django?
Yes, on Django Airplay right now, online radio. So it's being played on Django. So we're just trying to get it out there right now and just let people know that Oaktown 357 is available for hosting appearances or even concerts, performances. So we're ready now, and they know that Oaktown 357 was, excuse me, Sweet LD, Lil P, and Terrible T, and right now, it's the two of us, Sweet LD and Lil P, making it happen. So that's who they would have for Oaktown 357.
I can dig it. Well, ladies, I appreciate you taking the time and hang out with you, boy.
Nope.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing this. We really do.
We love you, Money B. Money
being
such a stand, and we
couldn't. And he owes me a date. Since he was telling me he was going to take me out with him, I'm just telling you, he owes me a date. So when I get back up into the Pasadena area where he's being,
you got
taking
it.
Me out, Money be okay. Don't forget.
It's can I be a good. Third wheel?
Oh yeah, of course. Let's
can
do
I
it.
Be a third wheel?
Yeah, you know, you can. I like going out with two ladies.
I like my women too.
Here we go.
See, it always comes back around to that. You know it.
I know. We come in pairs. We do come in a pair.
We do come in a pair. Yeah, we do.
You just
all right, well, here it is. This is Get Up On It by Oaktown 357 on the Going Way Back show with Money B.
This is Lil P of Oaktown 357.
And this is Sweet LD. And we love doing the Going Way Back show with who? Money B.
Yeah.
Show me how you want it. Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it. Show me how you want it.
beat, gotta catch a groove. Last Dragon, tie mat, can you show me moves? I'm ready, you ready, let's get loose. Let's get loose. Feet stomping, face bumping, y'all jumping, we bumping. Get your back off the wall to the dance floor. You ain't gotta ask, I'ma give you more.
Step down on the bass, gotta give me some. My shine in the light, got to be the one. Beat lap so hard, got my hips weak. My swag so smooth, people call me sweet. Feel like you wanna move, gotta get your piece. Two fingers, head nod, and no beef. No Z's, no sheep, no sleep needed. We like DNA, can't be deleted.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. My beat will fill you up and down. And no, I'm not precocious. Slapping hard and blapping live. We gon' let this groove in. 357's in the house. The party's so ferocious.
I know where your booty go. Cause this rhythm holds it. I rock it, you rock it. Your body won't oppose it. 357 on an X square track. Front of the game, we'll take your way back. Ain't hard for us to keep it real. Your cards being played, homie, you know the deal.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Drinks down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
OAKTOWNS 357, you are rocking with the best. OAKTOWNS 357, you are rocking with the best.
Way Back Show with Money B, and that was Get Up On It from Oak Towns 357. So get up on it on iTunes. Yeah, that's right, grab that thing. I want to thank my guest Oak Town 357 for being such lovely guests. I had a blast, but you know what it is, it's time for me to step on out of here. Like I always do, I gotta let you know, make sure you hit your boy up. Make your requests, make your comments, tell me what you thought at 812-252-4927. That's 812-252-GWBS. I'm on Facebook. Y'all know where I'm at. /MoneyB69. Check out all the fan pages, the K&N fan page, the Mass fan page, and of course, Going Way Back Show fan page. You can hit your boy up on Twitter at MoneyB69 and at Going Way Back Show. Also, I need you to join the fan club or the email list, and that is moneyb.fanbridge.com. Real simple. moneyb.fanbridge.com. Damn it. So simple, I can't even say it. moneyb.fanbridge.com. The podcast, as always, www.moneyb69.podomatic.com. And you know, I want to share this with you. Very, very soon I will be launching goingwaybackshow.com, so look out for that. I want to remind everybody, if you're in the LA area or in the Inland Empire, make sure you come to Way Back Wednesdays, hosted by myself and Dennis Blaze, and that is Toro Sushi Bar at 1520 Mountain Ave in Ontario, California. May 11th, my special guest will be Rodney O and Joe Cooley. So you don't want to miss that. Make sure you come through. If you're in the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco, East Palo Alto, whatever, holla at your man, because I'm going to be at Kimball's in Oakland on May 14th, performing with Digital Underground, so make sure you come through to that. The K&N, my band, we will be rocking out sometime in the middle, end of this month. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to give you the exact dates, but I know we'll be in Denver and, of course, throughout New Mexico, and I think Washington State. So look out for that. What else? Man, I'm staying so busy. I'm going to have a special announcement to make in next week's show. So make sure you tune in. You know, I always got some good shit to say. So you want to check me out anyways. You feel? But I think that's about it, man. You know, holla at the kid. And until next time, people, be easy. I'm out.
It's the Gone Way Back Show with Money B, classic hip-hop, raw and uncut.